Last time we learned the pasuk Vani Baroiv Chazdecha Ovei Beisecha Eshtacha Velhechal Kotshecha B'Yirasecha. We said two explanations in the pasuk. The first from the Pelayoyetz and others that Vani Baroiv Chazdecha is what enables me to come into the Beis Hashem, into Hashem's home, is only because of the Roiv Chesed, the abundant kindness of Hashem. That's what allows me into the Beis HaKnesses. And when a person contemplates that, realizes that, then that he's engulfed with feelings of trepidation, and that leads to Shtacha V'Alheichal Kotshecha B'Yirasecha. And the second explanation was from Rashi and other Rishonim, that V'Ani B'Rav Chazdecha Ova B'Yirasecha means, why am I coming into the Beis HaKnesses? It's because of the Rav Chesed. There's so much chesed that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why we come into Beis HaKnesses, to give Haidah to Hashem. And the second part of the pasuk is the second part of the tefillah is the Shemayin Esrei, V'ani Ashtachav Aleichal Kotshecha B'Yirasecha. The tefillah has two parts. The beginning is Pesuka Dezimra and Berachas Kriya Shema. That's V'ani Brev Chazdecha V'Beisecha. And then we progress to the next stage, V'Ashtachav Aleichal Kotshecha B'Yirasecha. When we reach into the Heichal HaMelech, Ro'im Dem Lefnei Hashem by Shemayin Esrei, that's Ashtachav Aleichal Kotshecha B'Yirasecha. And we suggested further that that could be these two reasons, these two explanations is parallel to the two times that some say this pasuk before we come into the Beis HaKnesses and after we come in. Mishnah Berurah says that it's said before, and yet we also say it afterwards. Before we come in, we realize that what allows us in, we need to get reshus, like the Peliyot says. So we need to understand that our whole, what gets us into the Beis Hashem is the chesed of Hashem. And once we come in, we say, why are we here? We came in to give Haidah, Ani Barav Chazda Abavisach, and then to come to Shemayin Esrei, Shlach Al-Kach HaShukha B'Yirasecha. Be'ez Hashem, this week we'll move on to the next Pasuk in Magda Ani. Pasuk is, in Tehillim, Perek Chaf Vav, I believe, Hashem Ohafti Mo'oin Be'Secha U'mekoim Mishkan Kevoidecha. Hashem, I love your house where you dwell, umakoyim, and the place, or mishkan kvaydecha, where your kavod, the glory, shaychin, resides. So there's two parts: Hashem hafti ma'oin beisecha, and then there's mokim mishkan kvaydecha. So let's first focus on ma'oin beisecha. Hashem, I love what ma'oin beisecha. So the pshutei shel mikra seems is really referring not to Beis HaKnesses. It's actually referring to the Beis HaMikdash. If you look in the Targum on the pasuk, he says Ma'oin Beisecha. He says Midor Beis Makdashach. That's the Beis HaMikdash. And also, I found an Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Pikudei that says as follows: Zeh Shomer Akosov Hashem Ohafti Ma'oin Beisecha Zeh HaHeichal. This is referring to the Heichal. So Hashem Ahafti Ma'oin Beisecha. Ma'oin Beisecha is really referring to the Heichal, and not the Beis HaKnesses. So where does it come to coming into a shul? So really, it's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Tes. Gemara in Megillah. Oh. Coming in the Gemara in Megillah says as follows. A very interesting thing. Omer Abai. Says Abai, Meresh, and then initially, my custom was like this. Havoi garisna bebeisa, I used to learn in my home. Umatzlina bebei knishta, and I would daven in shul. However, kivan de shamas. Once I was shamas, once I heard, laha de k'omra David, this that David said, Hashem ahafti ma'oin beisecha. Once I heard these words of David Amal, Hashem ahafti ma'oin beisecha, have a garisna bebei knishta. I took on the custom to learn also in the Beis HaKnesses. So you see from this Gemara that Abai understood that this is referring indeed to a shul, to a Beis HaKnesses. That's why he said, when I heard the pasuk, Hashem hafti ma'im beisecha, so I would make sure to learn also in the shul.
How does he know it's a shul?
Oh, we'll have to get there. It's a shul, we'll get there. But you see from this Gemara that Abai understands that ma'im beisecha is not only, I guess, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Pasha Pshat, but you see that he understood the Ma'in Beis HaKnesses is referring to the Beis HaKnesses. just as a side, what is it? How did he see from this pasuk that that's a reason to learn in shul? It could be the pshat is that I saw the Be'er Avram, the Vilna Gaon's son, Rabbi Avram, wrote a pirush on Tehillim, and on this pasuk he happens to speak out. Interesting, he says a hafti. David Melech says a hafti ma'im besecha. So he speaks out like this. He says, his words are like this: Ki k'moy dover hanev la'odam, something that's beloved to a person, lo yiparid mimenu b'shum tzad, they won't go away from it. Kain ha'yehu oyev v'dovik tomerim abayis. So to David Melech, he was so connected, and dovik, he didn't leave the bayis. Meaning, we know that something that a person loves, they're always going back to that. They can't get enough of it. They're never leaving it. So it could be that's what the Gemara means. Once I heard that Hashem ahafti ma'im besecha, the David HaMelech felt that he had such a avid that he didn't leave the shul, so he took on the custom also to do as much as he could in the Beis HaKnesses, so he started to learn in the shul. Perhaps that could be an explanation. But be it as it may, you see from this Gemara that it's referring to the Beis HaKnesses. So it's an interesting thing. The Gemara says, once I heard this, that David HaMelech said, Hashem ahafti ma'im besecha. Now what do you mean? This is a pasuk in Tehillim. What do you mean, once I heard? Oh, so once I heard, what does it mean once I heard? So the Rashba says over here, others explain this as well, that the word shamus doesn't always have to mean I heard. It can mean I understood. Once I understood deeply, on a deeper level, this pasuk, then I took on this custom. And I saw in the Etz Yosef, on the En Yaakov, he says that what he meant was is as follows, because really, he would have understood the pasuk on a more simple level, that it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Targum indeed says, that it's talking about the pasuk, talking about the Beis HaMikdash. But once I heard, once I realized that this pasuk could also be talking about the Beis HaKnesses, oh, so then he's going to discuss. It wasn't so posh. Because the pasuk pshat is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. But could be we could understand that really, this that we're saying, that one pshat is it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, but it could also be explained that it's talking about the Beis HaKnesses. It's really one of the same. And that is really the Gemara over there in Megillah, a little bit, a few lines before. The Gemara says, I will have a Mikdash Ma'at. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, what's a Mikdash Ma'at? Like a quasi, a mini Mikdash? What is that? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Eilu Bati Knesiyas U Bati Midrash Shebubavo. That's referring to the Bati Knesiyas and Bati Midrash of Chutz La'aretz. So, this that Heichal Kachacha is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, it could also be understood going on the Beis HaKnesses, because really Beis HaKnesses is also really a mini Beis HaMikdash. So that's these two things really go hand in hand. But it's a very interesting thing. The Mordechai in the beginning of Masach HaShabbos, Ois Reishchof Ches, so he says like this. He's talking about the halacha of in a Beis HaKnesses. Are you allowed to use for tzar chichol, for not for kedusha, the floor on top of the Beis HaKnesses itself? So he first brings down from Rabbeinu Meir, Kosav Rabbeinu Meir, Eini yoideya iser gomer lehishtamish ba'aliyah. I don't know that there should be an iser to use the floor on top of a shul. Shal gabe Beis HaKnesses. K'moy, we find that afilu gagan v'aliyah da azara loy neskachu. And the azara, the second floor didn't get a kedusha. It wasn't a skadish. So any day, I shouldn't think that there should be an essay. But then the Mordechai himself comes and says a fascinating thing. He says like this. I'll read his words. V'shema, domi la'aliyas heichel. Maybe we're going to compare the Beis HaKnesses to the aliyah of the heichel. By the heichel, the halacha is that it was niskadish. The second floor above the heichel on top, the second floor was niskadish. He says like this: V'shema domi la'aliyas heichel sheniskachu. The mikdash ma'at shelanu, because our mikdash ma'at, the Beis HaKnesses, yesh linig by kedusha k'tzas, we should be noyeg it with the kedusha, me'ein kedusha seichel, similar to the kedusha of the heichel. The aliyas heichel neskachu, because the halacha is that the aliyas of the heichel were neskadish. So the Mordechai says that he says no, that we should say that there should be an iser to use the second floor on top of a shul, because we should compare the Beis HaKnesses to the Heichel. that the Heichel was in the Skadish, the second floor. And in fact, this is in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef brings this Mordechai down, and in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch himself, Machaber, is mistapik what the halacha should be. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch is a tzad, that it should be Aser, is because of this Mordechai. Because this is brought down in halacha, Mishnah Berurah brings this down, because we should compare, because it's Mikdash Ma'at, so what's directly on top of the Beis HaKnesses is like the Aliyas of the Heichel, and that's what he says. And it's an interesting thing, because I saw on the back of the Torah, they bring down from the Knesset HaGdolah, the Knesset HaGdolah asks on the Mordechai, how do you know to compare the Shul to a Heichel? Maybe it should be compared to the Azara. How do you know? Like the Mordechai is assuming that we're going to go to the next level, that it should be like the Heichel. But according to what we're saying, is that the Beis HaKnesset is a Mikdash Ma'at, Ma'oin Beis Echa. And Mo'in Beis Echa, we brought from the Tanchuma earlier, is specifically talking about the Heichel. So, the Hashem Ha'afti Mo'in Beis Echa is talking about the Heichel, and on a deeper level, it's also referring to the Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mikdash Ma'at. So, maybe that would be a little bit of a smach to this idea of the Mordechai, that we're going to compare the Shul to the Kedusha as the Kedusha of the Heichel. Oh, so that's Hashem Ha'afti, that's the first part of the pasuk, Ma'oin Beis Echa. Ma'oin Beis Echa is talking about the Beis HaKnesses. What about the second part of the pasuk? U'mekoyim Mishkan Kivoydecha. What is that talking about? So, Rabbi Avram Adin's son in that Pirish, he says, he explains Ma'oin Beis Echa is talking about the Beis HaKnesses. And then he says, U'mekoyim Mishkan Kivoydecha is a remez to the Makom Atzmai, meaning the Beis HaMikdash itself. So Hashem Ha'afti Ma'in Beis Echa is referring to the Beis HaKnesses. Or Mekoy Mishkan Kvaydecha is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash. According to this, there's something that we just have to note here. It's a very interesting thing. If you analyze the Pasuk, it says, Ma'in Beis Echa, U'mekoyim Mishkan Kvaydecha. It only says the word Mekoyim, the place, on the second thing. It doesn't say Hashem Ha'afti Makoyim Ma'in Beis Echa Makoyim. What's this? That the Makoyim, the word Makoyim is specifically on the second part of the pasuk. So, according to this pshat, on a simple level, we could explain it because today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we have the Makoyim of the Beis HaMikdash. So, Hashem Ha'afti Ma'in Beis Echa, we have a standing Beis HaKnesses. Hashem Ha'afti Ma'in Beis Echa. U'makoyim Mishkan Kvaydecha, but b'zman hazeh, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but I have the Makoyim of the Mishkan Kvaydecha. But I think we could understand this a little bit deeper and much, we could take out a lot of this idea of Makoyim Mishkan Kvaydecha. And that is as follows. We brought down the Tanchuma earlier that says that Ma'oyim Beis Echa is a reference to the Heichel, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Heichel. Now, according to that explanation, what's the end of the Pasuk talking about? The first part of the pasuk is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so now what's Mekoyim Mishkan Kvaydecha talking about?
Hashem's Kedusha.
Oh. So listen to this. Listen to the way the Tanchuma says like this. Zeh Shomer HaKosev, Hashem Ha'afti Ma'in Beis Echa, Zeh HaHeichel. That's referring to the Heichel. Shehu Mechoven, it's parallel, it's directly opposite, B'Mekoyim Mishkan Kvaydecha, to the Mekoyim in Shemaim, Mishkan Kvaydecha. Continues the Medrash. Omer Shimon Bar Yochai says of Shimon Bar Yochai. Zois Emeres. This tells us Shaheichol Shalamata. The Heichol down in this world in the Beis Hamikdash. Mechuvin Keneged Heichol Shalmaila. It's directly parallel, directly opposite the Heichol and Shemayim. Shinemar, like there's a pasuk, right? Mochin L'Shivtecha Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Koni Nidecha Chazal Darshan. Mochin l'shiftecha is mechuvin l'shiftecha. That the Beis HaMikdash is mechuvin, is parallel to the place where Hashem is in Shemayim. So the Medrash is explaining that the second part of the pasuk is talking about the Beis HaMikdash shalmaila, right? The Heichel shalmaila. But first of all, what is this? How do you see in the pasuk? You see in the pasuk that the first part is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, and the second part is talking about the Beis HaMikdash shalmaila. But where do you see? How does the Medrash able to learn that you see that it's directly opposite, that it's mechuvin? Where do you see that? Well, that's what we're going to try to understand. Where do you see in this pasuk that it's exactly the opposite? The Medrash says something. You see from here that it's opposite. Also, we have to understand a little bit. What does it mean? What's the significance? What's the meaning of this, that the Beis HaMikdash Lamayla, the Beis HaMata is Mechuvin Keneged? What's the significance? What does that mean? It's the opposite. What does that mean? So, there's a very, very interesting Vilna Gaon in Shir HaShirim. In Perek Dalid, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk says, El Achiyafu Chayoyim V'nosna Atzlalam Eilechli El Har Hamor Vel Givas Halavayna. It says, El Har Hamor, to Har Hamor, Har Hamiria, Vel Givas Halavayna, into the hill of Lavonai. So he explains, this is referring, Har Hamor, Hu Yerushalayim. Har Hamor is referring to Yerushalayim. Vel Givas Halavayna, Hu Beis HaMikdash. And this is coming from the idea that we know last week's parasha, Har Hamiria is referring to Yerushalayim. So Har Hamor is Yerushalayim. Give us Halavoina, because Chazal Darshan, Har Halavonain is the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why he explains that Har Hamor is Yerushalayim, Har Hamiria, and give us Halavoina is the Beis HaMikdash. Then he notes something very interesting. He says that the Pasuk switches Har Hamiria to Har Hamor. When we talk about Yerushalayim, we talk about it in a Lashon Zachar, Har Hamor, instead of Hamaria. Right? So by Yerushalayim, it's changed to Lashon Zachar. And Levonain, Shlomo Melech here switches to Levoina, Lashon Nekeva. Why? He says, Va'amar Lashon Zachar neged Yerushalayim, V'Lashon Nekeva neged Beis HaMikdash. What's going on? It says the Vilna Gaon, unbelievable. He says like this. Lefi, Shebeis HaMikdash Shalmata, because the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, Mechuvin keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla. The Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is Mechuvin keneged Beis Shalmayla. And he continues, Ubeis HaMikdash Shalmata, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, Mekabel Hashpo, receives all the Hashpo, Mebeis HaMikdash Shalmayla. And this, the Svarim talk about this, that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata brings down all the Hashpa into the world. Where does it get the Hashpa from? Hashem and Shemayim by the Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla. So the Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla is moirid down, sends down all the Hashpa into the world, the pipeline straight down to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. And the Hashpa of the world, the other Svarim talk about this, of the world, everything that comes into the world, all the Hashpa, goes through the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. And that means that the Hashpa comes down from point A is the Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla, down to Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, and Beis HaMikdash Shalmata sends down all the Hashpa into the world. So, says the Vilna Gaon, what the Vilna Gaon is telling us is that's the idea, that's the message of Mechuvin. The Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is Mechuvin. What does this mean that's Mechuvin? What that means is that the pipeline of Hashpa is directly from the Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla straight down to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. That's the idea of Mechuvin. The idea of Mechuvin is that the Hashpa that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata receives is from the Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla. And says that that's what the Vilna Gaon is explaining. He's very makatsa over here, but what he's saying is as follows. That's why the Beis HaMikdash here, Shlomo Melech, is using the Lashon Nekeva. Because the Nekeva is the receiver, is the mushpa. So the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is the receiver, is the Lashon Nekeva, is mushpa from the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. So in regard to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is the Lashon Nekeva, is the receiver. But Yerushalayim, in regard to the world, is Lashon Zachar, is Mashpia. Then he takes the Hashpa and gives out the Hashpa to the whole world. So that's why Har Hamor, Yerushalayim, is referred to in Lashon Zachar, because Yerushalayim has the element of to be the benefactor, the giver, the mashpia, the provider, and Beis HaMikdash itself, in regard to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla, is mechuvin kenegd Beis HaMikdash Shalmayla, and it's received as lashon nekeva. So, so there's another thing like this. Let's take this one more step. In Parshas Vayetze, it says that Yaakov Avinu was Vayifka Bamokim, that he encountered Bamokim, the place. Bamokim, the place. Now, what place? Tari doesn't say. So Rashi says, The Torah doesn't mention which place. El b'makam ha'nizkir b'makam acher. It's referring to a place that's mentioned somewhere else. Hu har ha'meriah. It's referring to har ha'meriah. V'yaras ha'makam irachik. So it's referring to har ha'meriah, the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kli Yakar over here says a very interesting thing. He says, why is it that the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as stam makam? Lekach kore makam stam. Why is it that it just doesn't have it just called makam? He says, because it's the makam of the world. Hein mitzad, shadayin kolo oilom yusrelov, kimimenu yoitze hashefa lechol oilom. Since the shefa of the whole world comes from the Beis HaMikdash, that's why the Beis HaMikdash is called makam. And that's the idea of makam shalaylam. What does he mean? The Nefesh HaChaim really explains why, on a simple level, why we call Hashem Mokim, Mokim Shalela. Because just like Mokim, space enables the existence of any matter. You can't have this safer here without the space allowing it to be here. Right? So the space enables and allows the existence of all matter. That's what the idea that Hashem is Mokim. Hashem is Mokim Shalela. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Mokim. He gives life and the existence of everything. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Makam. And the Kli Yakar is taking it a step further, and also that's how we could understand why the Beis HaMikdash is called Makam. Because the Hashpa of everything, all the life and the Chiyas and the Hashpa that comes to the world, that everything exists, is through the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Kli Yakar, that's why the Beis HaMikdash is called Stam Makam. Because the Hashpa, like he says, Kimimenu Yoitza Hashefa Lechalayim. I think that the Medrash Tanchuma now is really beautiful. The Tanchuma is saying like this. The Pasuk says, Hashem mahafti ma'im beisecha. Ma'im beisecha is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. U'makoyim mishkan kvaydecha. In regard to the Beis HaMikdash, this Yerushalayim Shalmaila is the makoyim of the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. U'makoyim. Oh, it's the makoyim. That means that the hashpa of the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is from the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. That's the idea of Mechuvin. The idea of Mechuvin is that we receive the Hashpah. So the way we see that the Hashpah of the Beis HaMikdash Shemata comes from the Beis HaMikdash Shemayla is because it says Makam. And that's the idea of Mechuvin. So this is the two ideas. So now we could take this to us. And when we have a Beis HaKnesses and we come to Shul and we daven for all the Hashpah, we know that the Hashpah is coming from, like the Vilna Gaon says, from Yerushalayim. The Hashpah that we get is from the Makam Mikdash. And that's why it's Mekoyim Mishkan Kvaydecha. To us, relevant to our Batei Knesiyos, where we're davening for Hashpa, we face, and that's could be the idea, we face Yerushalayim, right? We face Yerushalayim because we understand that Mechuvin, we're Mechuvin to Yerushalayim, we are getting our Hashpa from Yerushalayim, and that's why Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMakam HaMikdash, is Mekoyim Mishkan Kvaydecha. Because it's our Mekoyim, it's the Mekoyim HaYishal, the Mekoyim, which means it enables, it gives us the Hashpa, is the Makam HaMikdash.
So the Mikdash Ma'at isn't connected directly?
So the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the Makam HaMikdash, that's what's Mechuvin. There's three steps. The Hashpa starts in Shemayim, Hashem sends down from the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, the Hashpa to the world. And through, it doesn't go straight to Minneapolis. It goes through the Makam HaMikdash, but then it gets sent throughout the entire world. That's the way Hashem sends down Hashpah to this
New
world.
York first.
It's a router. You have to move to all those spots.
So yeah. Everything comes down to the Makam HaMikdash.
To New York, to Lakewood.
And it's a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Brachos, which talks about the halacha, that even Bezman Hazeh, we face to Yerushalayim. It's a very interesting thing. It says that if you're outside, you face Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you face the Makam HaMikdash, right? If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you face the Beis Kodshei Kodshim, right? So it says, a very interesting thing. Ha'yo'oymer b'Beis HaMikdash, yechaven eslibay k'neged Beis Kodshei Kodshim, shenemar, v'hispalalu el ha'mokoyim hazeh. Daven to this mokoyim, meaning, that's the idea. The idea of mokoyim is that we understand that the Hashpa comes down from Shemayim and through the Makam HaMikdash, through the Kodshei Kodshim, through that's where it comes down to this world. So Makam HaZeh, because that's where, that's what is the Makar of the Shefa. So this is Tachlis, this could something we have to keep in mind. When we come to shul, we have to realize that it's a Mikdash Ma'at, but we're our lev is to Yerushalayim. That's where the hashpa of the world comes from. That's something we're supposed to keep in mind. So that's Hashem Ha'afti Ma'in Besecha, Mekoy Mishkan Kavaydecha. Okay, I'd like to share one more understanding of the word Ma'in. Be'ez Hashem, with this we'll end. The very interesting thing, the word Ma'in, we translated it before as the place of dwelling, which that's one understanding. Ma'in is a place of dwelling. But there's another explanation here. The Gemara Megillah, right before the Gemara that we said earlier with Abaye, the Gemara says like this. Darash Rava, Rava Darshans, Ma'idich Siv, Hashem Ma'in Ata Hayisalonu, Madar Vadar. This is what we say Shabbos morning, Tfila Lamayisha Ishalakim, Hashem Ma'in Ata Hayisalonu, Madar Vadar. You are to us, for generation and all generations, a Ma'in. What's a Ma'in? So, Rashi over there in that Pasuk in Tehillim, it's Kapitel Tzadi, he says like this, Ma'in Madur, Madur, that's a place of dwelling, Umanais. And it's a place to run, a place of refuge. Hashem is to us a place. Hashem is to us a refuge. Hashem is our shelter, so you could say. Interesting thing, Ma'in could also mean that a shelter, not just a place of dwelling, but it's a place of shelter. So, and that Gemara precedes the next Gemara of Abai talking about the Beis HaKnesses. It's very interesting. So. This is also another idea that when we say Hashem Ma'in Hashem Hafti Ma'in Beisecha, that we're realizing that the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash are really in our generation a place, and all generations, is a place of refuge. It's a place to run on many levels. On a physical level, we know that it's a safe place, right, from all the harm that could come. And on a spiritual level, of course, right, all the negative influences, right, the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash is our shelter, is our place to go. And it's an interesting thing. David HaMelech here says, Hashem Ahavti. It's a very interesting thing because a place of refuge, generally, if a person understands that it's a place of refuge, he's not going to leave that place. Well, you're going to be crazy to leave a place of refuge? People that understand that it's a refuge, they're not going to leave that place. David HaMelech was saying, you should know, this that I don't leave the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash is not because... It's not because I'm afraid to go out. It's because I have to. It's because I love it. And like the Rebbe Avraham before it says, that something that you love, that's also the place you never run away. I mean, there's two reasons why a person cannot run away from the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. Because he's afraid to leave, because he realizes that it's a shelter. And also because he has a love for the actual place, because it's the Makom HaShechinah. So David HaMelech here is saying, Hashem Ahavti, I want to make known that I'm not leaving, not because I understand this. Indeed, it is a shelter, but that's not why I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving because I have an inherent love for the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. That's just an idea here. But just to take it one step further, and we'll end with this, that this shmira, that this refuge, the place of shelter, what causes the shelter? What is it? Is there a din that the walls of the Beis HaKnesses don't let anything, any harm in? What does it mean? So really, it's not like that. What it is that we know the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash is really a place of the Shekhinah. That's where Hashem is. And Hashem is our Shmira. Like the Pasuk says, Hashem Mo'in Ato Hayisalon. Right? You, Hashem, is the refuge. And we're understanding that it's going with the Beis HaKnesses, but not that the Beis HaKnesses is the refuge. The refuge is because it's a Mokam Shekhinah. And that's really as much as we value that there's a Shekhinah there, as much as the Shekhinah is indeed there, that's how much Shmira we will get. The level of Shmira is not because there's walls. The level of Shmira is how much Shekhinah we bring into our Beis HaKnesses and our Beis HaMedrash. That's how much Shmira we'll have. That's how much of a Ma'in we'll have. It's a powerful idea. And that's why it's Ma'in Beisecha. The Ma'in, this that it's a shelter, is because it's Beisecha, it's Hashem's home, and He's there. I'll just end with a very interesting thing I saw. Ibn Ezra, on that pasuk in Kapitel Tzadi, he says like this, Mo'in, Omer Rabbi Moshe, he brings from Rabbi Moshe, Ki Mo'in, the word Mo'in, Migzeras, it's like a similar, same word as Oyin, Ayin, an Oy, Mokoy Mabit Ayin, a place of view, of looking down, of looking. And that, and it could be what he means is that Hashem in the Beis HaKnesses is our Ma'in because He's watching over us. Ma'in is Loshen Ayin. Hashem is watching over us. So that's the idea of Hashem Mahafti Moim Beisecho, is that it's a place not only of Hashem's dwelling, but it's also a place of shelter. It's a place of where we run to for and because we understand that the Shekhinah is there. Yeah, Shekhinah.
Yeah, Shekhinah.